Who wins? Who loses?
Good game. Good game.
Want to know what the experts say?
Hey, let's go bring it up!
Oh, well, we don't really have any experts per se.
Oh, bring it up! Bring it up! Bring it up!
It's the Danny Wright Show's weekly NFL picks.
We are the champions.
With Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer. The Sports Buzz.
97.7 The River.
All right, week 13 in the NFL. Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer. Going to pick our wild card games right now. And Brad has picked the games for us. We all pick games for everybody else. And for me, I'll go first. Brad has picked Jacksonville and Detroit, the game I'm most looking forward to seeing. So thank you. I'm always. You know what's funny about that is I oftentimes when I'll talk about sports, I'll say, you know, I really love the NFL. I would even watch a Jacksonville Detroit game.
And I've heard you say that. And here, that must be why I did that.
And here we are. All right. So Detroit has the 30th ranked run defense and the Jaguars have the 9th best rushing attack. So that is going to be a big factor, I think. But man, there's just something about the Lions. They're just always on the cusp. They're just like always right there. That we laughed at Dan Campbell when he took over because, you know, he's biting kneecaps off and stuff. But he really does have them playing like good, considering all the limitations they have. I don't know if they're the underdogs or not, but sort of throw it out there and I'm going to have the Lions win against Jacksonville. All right, Ben has Pittsburgh and Atlanta.
Yeah, this is, going through all of the stats and, you know, who's got a better run defense and who's got this and back and forth. And it's just, at the end of the day, you got to look at the quarterbacks in mind and, you know, really Mariota has far more experience in the league and also half the amount of interceptions. So that's kind of what made me lean towards the Falcons in this. You know, really, it's such a close game. I think it's what a 1 point Falcons are 1 point favorites. In this, or I'm sorry, Pittsburgh, but I think the home field advantage is going to play a factor, and you have a banged up Najee Harris, so he's questionable at this point. So even if he does play, he's going to be probably utilized less just because they don't want to react injury. I got to go the Falcons on this one.
All right, and then Brad's wild card is Cowboys in Indianapolis.
You know me and my feelings on the Dallas Cowboys in general.
It's like my feelings against Jeff Saturday.
Yeah. Mike McCarthy is, man, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. However, that defense is very, very good. And they're running the ball really well. And when you have three consecutive weeks of Ezekiel Elliott actually doing something, productive, that's nothing to sneeze at. The Indianapolis Colts are infuriating. They have real talent on the defensive side of the ball. They just don't really ever stop anybody important. Against that Dallas Cowboy front, you are throwing an aging, decrepit Matt Ryan to the Lions. He may not survive the game. If he dies, he dies. That's just the bottom line. I wish this game was going to be closer because I root for DeForest Buckner. And, I do want to see Jeff Saturday just really wreck the league by being this crazy, uber successful guy. And just people be like, what is going on? But there's just no way that happens. I'm going Cowboys.